as we effortlessly move from the KSRO greenhouse over to the KSRO kitchen. There he is in his high chef's hat, his toque, his whites,
yeah,
his knives, his thermometer is stuck in his sleeve. It's Chef John Ash.
Yeah, with a clean jacket on, though. You know, that's what chefs do, you know, when they come out to the dining room to meet people. Their jackets are completely, you know,
are those trash. Called, are those called, like, presentation jackets? There's, like,
no,
cooking
it's
jackets?
It's a clean jacket.
Thought there would be a special name for it. But
yeah,
good morning.
Probably. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll give you credit.
Well, thank you. Okay. Steve's presentation jacket. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning. Yes.
Nice to see you this morning. Have you had any, before we get into a lot of the other topics this morning, have you had any cherries this season?
Yes, I have. You know, but it took a while this year for the cherries to finally get to the place where they were ripe. You know, because I get very excited when I first see them in the market and they're $10 a pound and they're kind of underripe and all of that stuff.
But you still
have to hold off for 2 weeks and then they're $5 a pound.
So are you a Bing guy or are you a Queen Anne, Rainier?
Rainier. You know, I'm a kind of red cherry, Bing cherry.
Oh, you are? Goodness.
Partly because among the things I do with them, I know one of our favorites, both of ours that we have make, are Kleufu tea.
Yes.
You know, which is just pancake batter put over cherries and you bake it. But I also love to brandy them, you know, and the red cherries seem to look a little better.
Absorb a little more of them.
Well, not so much absorb, but they don't get so brownish looking, you know, so they're a little better. So you can drop that in anything, you know.
Now, when you say brandy them, what would you use those for?
Oh my goodness, for anything, you know, when life is
for dessert, I mean,
well, life has treated you not very well, and so you just sit down and get a big bowl of brandied cherries and whipped cream. And
Mrs. Garner and I probably 25 years ago made brandy liqueur, cherry brandy liqueur, and it was, so as you say in your words of wisdom, stupidly simple.
Yeah,
we made probably a dozen bottles and people were they couldn't believe they were gifted at Christmas time. We made them in May or so. And people raved about them.
Well, I'm sure you remember, it takes on the flavor of the cherry so extraordinarily, you know, that you don't think that it would happen.
And this would be the perfect time to do them.
Yes, do them. Now, you can also do another little, which is very similar, is to make cherry vinegar. So get good white vinegar, white wine vinegar, and put the cherries in there. Leave them in there for 3 or 4 months, and come Christmas time, then you can drain those off, and you'll have the most delicious vinegar to put on all kinds of things. I especially like it, you know, when you're doing a little sauce reduction for pork or something like that.
Oh, good idea.
Use a little cherry vinegar in there. So
it's because we don't think too often of the savory applications of cherry.
No.
And so what you're talking about is like for pork or something would be good for
meat dishes? So often you add a little bit of acidity to a sauce that you might be making. When I say pan sauce, maybe you've sauteed, you know, browned a little pork tenderloin in there so that you have that, take it out and you have all that wonderful brown stuff that the French call fond, and splash in some of your cherry vinegar and a little salt and pepper and reduce it down, and it's really good.
Wonderful idea. Most applications, of course, feature dessert. And wouldn't it be nice for Father's Day, think ahead a couple of weeks, to do something with cherries for Dad?
Yeah.
Like what?
Cherry upside down cake.
Oh, that's simple.
You know, instead of pineapple, do cherry.
Oh,
it's so fantastic.
You know, I wrote my list out this morning. I didn't think of that. I thought another simple one would be a bundt cake.
Mm-hmm.
I love bundt cakes of all kinds. It's because I'm from the Midwest, you know, and bundt cake heaven out there in Ohio. Bundt cake would be good. Last week I made a cherry pie, and I forgot how much work it was. Pitting, because I did 6 cups of cherries for this cherry pie.
And the deal with cherry pie, I don't know about you, but the Bing cherries and the Rainiers and stuff are delicious. I don't think they make such a good pie.
No.
The good ones are the sour cherries, which you being, you know, having your Midwest roots, you get them. We don't get them here.
Yeah. I've made numerous cherry pies over the years. They don't have enough pectin, number one, the Bings, to really thicken up. And what I've started doing the past few years is I add 2 plums. Mm-hmm. I cut up a couple plums, and I puree that in the food processor with a bit of the cherries.
Yeah.
Add that to the rest of the the pitted cherries.
That's a good idea.
And it sets up beautifully.
Well, and retains the color, too.
Exactly. Yeah, retains the color. Yeah. And then I just use a little bit of tapioca starch or tapioca flour to thicken. And that's been beautiful. I have not made my first clafou tea yet. But as you mentioned, it's a kind of, a, wouldn't you say, a cross between a pancake and a custard?
Yeah.
Somewhere
in between. It's basically a pancake batter. So it's flour and eggs and sugar in there, and you just you almost don't need a recipe. You can just kind of do it. Scatter the cherries, pit them. Although traditionally in France they never pitted the cherries; they would leave the pits in.
Yeah, I'm not that brave, and I'm not.
Well, as long as people know, I guess, before they bite into it. But then pour the batter over and just bake it in the oven. And it's best eaten while it's still warm.
Yeah,
you know, just out of the oven.
Yeah, it's I have to disagree. I love it cold.
Do you?
I think it just sets up beautifully.
There's something wrong with you.
And we were talking about cherry liqueur or kirsch, right?
Kirsch,
cherry, over ice cream.
Yeah,
is
a
great way to use that cherry too. So we talked cobblers. Oh wait, here's a recipe from John Ash, from 1994 that you gave on the show.
Oh, it probably doesn't work.
it's called, here it is, fresh cherry almond cobbler.
Uh-huh.
You're our cobbler guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
And this one,
I love things like that because they're no fail, you know.
And look what's on the back.
What?
From 1991, fresh cherry flan.
Oh, there you go.
You
Fantastic.
Didn't mention flan.
So, well, flan and clafou tea are the same thing. So it's a the French word for clafou tea is the French variation, but flan is another way of describing it. So this isn't the egg custard flan that we typically think of in Spanish and Hispanic cooking. So this is that.
Okay. So either one of these. Hey, why don't we put a couple of these up on the website, on the KS Arnold website. Yeah. You want to put the almond cobbler up there?
Sure.
And you want to put the flan?
Sure, we can
we'll
put them both up.
Yeah. Now the other one, since we're in the season, is Grandma Ash's famous rhubarb
what
strawberry. do you remember that?
Oh, I do. Now that you're very famous.
wasn't that your grandma's strawberry rhubarb?
Because you don't want to hear this story, but
yes,
I grew up with my grandparents on a ranch. We were poor mountain folks. I had to walk to school 20 miles in both directions, uphill in both directions. And rhubarb grew wild, and it was the first thing that would come out in rhubarb, quickly followed by asparagus were the first things, but rhubarb would pop up and we'd go out and harvest it, and she was just a master at doing anything with rhubarb.
And so strawberry and rhubarb.
And strawberries are also, especially up in the mountains, strawberries are early season also.
So we have all these alternatives for the beautiful spring flutes. We have rhubarb, we have strawberries, and now we have the cherries for flans, for cobblers, for clafou teas. You can mix and match with impunity, can't you?
Yeah.
If you would care to.
Yeah.
So there's a little blurbs on cherry. Anything else we should mention about cherries before we move on?
Well, again, the savory use of cherries, I think to the point you made earlier, we tend to think about it always as being something sweet, but savory cherry things are really good. Again, even to take the fresh cherries and put it into a simple little red wine sauce and then use that to put on anything would be great, but especially on pork or chicken.
And what about, I've not thought of this before, roasting cherries.
Yeah.
I've never thought to do this.
Yeah. They look very cool. Don't roast them until they, until they kind of disappear, but just roast them until they begin to shrink a little bit. And it's the same thing with, if you've never done it, it's one of those things that for a lot of people is just mind-boggling, is roasting grapes. Take grapes and roast them and then throw them in anything, in salads and in whatever you want to do. And the roasting of it, what it does is it concentrates the sugars and the flavors so they're even more intensely flavored.
Cherry muffins, if you're not craving, salivating, wanting a cherry.
That's right. Listen to us.
There's something wrong with you out there.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and can you pair cherries and oysters? Is it possible? Think about that.
Okay.
Because we're moving from cherries to oysters.
Why would you do that?
When we come back, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour celebrating 30 years on the air with Chef John Ash. I'm Steve Garner.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan, and I'm here weekdays 1 to 3 on KSRO.
It's coming, a spectacle for the whole family. The 27th annual Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic, Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th. Witness nearly 30 hot air balloons follow the sun into the sky. Gates open at 4:30 a.m., courtesy of Summit State Bank. Dawn Patrol is at 5, then the Blue Star Gas main launch is at 6:30. There will be food and merchandise available for purchase, a kids' play area, and tethered rides. Coffee will be available along with Lagunitas beer and a mimosa tent sponsored by Barefoot Bubbly Winery, the official bubbly of the Sonoma County Balloon Classic. More special shapes, more balloons, the biggest event yet, thanks to Garrett Ace Hardware. The sky will be a sea of color as these hot air balloons take flight Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th at Kaiser Park, 700 Windsor River Road. Pre-sale tickets available at schabc.org and Copperfield's Books. The 27th Annual Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic, powered by Blue Star Gas, Garrett Ace Hardware, Barefoot Bubbly, and Summit State Bank.
For almost 50 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions for the entire community in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. Through programs such as Schools of Hope, School Readiness Backpacks, Summer Reading Packs, and Little Free Libraries, and Earn It, Keep It, Save It, United Way is creating opportunities for a better life for all. We all win when a child succeeds in school, when all families and individuals are financially stable, and when people are healthy. It takes everyone in the community working together and living united to create a brighter future. To find out how you can give, advocate, or volunteer with the United Way of the Wine Country, go online to unitedwaywinecountry.org or call United Way at 707-528-4485. That's 707-528-4485.
The best. Each year, Sonoma County searches for the best. You voted Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens, he cares, and he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures, including Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us the 2016 Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible, because patient happiness and self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. That's drwaltertom.com. They look forward to hearing from you.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and we've talked rhubarb this morning. We have talked cherries. Rhubarb, unfortunately, just doesn't seem to have much traction here on the West Coast as much as the Midwest and the South, and I don't know exactly why that is. Every spring, you read a bunch of articles in newspapers and magazines, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. And when I go around to the stores, they have a tiny little area of the produce area, maybe like about 12 inches by 12 inches, where a few scraggly bits of rhubarb are kind of squeezed in between the other produce. But if you grew up in an area, then especially East Coast and Midwest and even in the South, most people grew rhubarb in their gardens and really looked forward as the first sign of spring in April, May, of cutting that rhubarb, just throwing a little bit of sugar in it, throwing it in the oven, roasting it for 15 or 20 minutes or so, and then just it exploding with flavor. And didn't really have to use strawberries, because otherwise you've got to minimize the acerbic flavor of rhubarb. Make sure you add strawberries. I don't think you really need
that. Yeah, or too much sugar sometimes too, because they're pretty tart. Rhubarb's pretty tart. But, you know, And you want to taste that. That's part of what that's about.
That is part of the joy of it all. We got some news this week from the Hog Island folks that they have purchased another restaurant.
Actually, two. There'll be two new Hog Island oyster bars that are happening. The first one, the very exciting one, I must say, years and years ago, I've been associated with Hog Island for such a long time, and I said, boy, someday we have to get that Tony's. Tony's, if you've been over to Marshall, where the farm is, where Hog Island, it's now turned into an oyster bar there, but just down the road was this amazing restaurant, you know, with kind of blue neon and stuff called Tony's.
You ate there before.
Oh, yeah. And you went to Tony's to get barbecued oysters, their barbecued oysters are as big as a plate, you know, that. But they put a lot of great stuff on it and all that. It was owned by two Croatian brothers who ran it forever, who were also fishermen and all of that. Well, they decided after years of cajoling them to sell it.
The Konatich brothers,
yeah,
I believe.
To sell it to Hog Island. And so.
Well, was it closed for a while?
No.
No, it's always been open.
I think so.
Because I haven't been there in 20 years.
Yeah. No, it's they were closed during the week, like on Mondays or Tuesdays or something like that.
Maybe it was just weekends at the.
Yeah, weekends were their big thing.
And so they've sold us. We don't know when they're going to open exactly, whether it's going to be November, December of this year. But you know how restaurants are. They say, oh, yeah, we'll be opening by X amount of time, and it never happens. So John and Anton, the Konatiches, finally sold it. And so now we have pretty much two big seafood restaurants that will be within, 5 minutes? How far is Nick's Cove?
Nick's Cove is about 5 minutes north of Marshall. And it was a funny, if you haven't ever been out there, it's right along Tomales Bay. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And Nick's Cove was just it was a place where fishermen went, and it was pretty rustic, I guess is the word. And then it got upgraded, and it's very cool now and all the stuff. And there are five little cabins out there at Nick's Cove, so you can go out and stay out over the water if you want to. And
I don't think that Hog Island is planning that.
No.
For Tony's.
No. Absolutely not.
Because that was part of.
But the idea is that Tony's will be open probably midsummer under the Hog Island banner.
Remarkable.
So not going to make any big changes to it. Part of it is to keep the, you know, it's really the charm of an old oyster house on Tomales Bay, you know, not slick it up or, I mean, it's a perfectly nice place, but, you know, the picture is, you know, with those kind of barrel chairs, you know, that look like, I don't know what they look like, you know, and plastic tabletops and stuff like that.
Well, it'll help also the overflow from the Hog Island which you can't even get into on the weekends.
Well, the deal is to go to the Marshall location, which is also the farm. Anymore to go there, you have to make a reservation. And it kind of took away, because in the early days, you could just go and buy oysters and sit at a picnic table and all of that stuff, and it just got very...
Well, you have to make reservations now.
That's what I was saying. That it used to be that you could just go out there and either barbecue or open oysters and all of that, because we can't do that anymore.
Well, this is great. And Hog Island is an interesting story. They've been around for probably 35 years or so.
Yes. So can I make a confession to you? So I've been a shareholder of Hog Island Oyster Company from the very beginning. And the only reason you bought shares is not because you would ever expect to make any money. And we never did for a long time. but it was so that you could go to the shareholders meeting, which was held once a year, and you could eat as many oysters as you could stuff down your gullet. You know,
and you presented yourself well at those functions?
I did. But then it was really the oyster bar at Ferry Plaza in San Francisco when it opened, and now it's just become phenomenally successful. So it's interesting because the guys, John Finger and Terry Sawyer, who were the inspiration behind it, they were really farmers. So they were fish farmers, shellfish farmers. And that's what they loved and did. And so it was kind of by happenstance that they got in the restaurant business. It turns out the restaurant business is where they're making money. So
and then they opened Oxbow.
Oxbow in right next to Copia in the town of, Napa. So Ferry Plaza was the big one, and so now there's Tony's, and you know, so it's an interesting world because this whole idea of farm-raised anything. All of the oysters that we get in the market are all farm-raised, and that's for very good reason, because they need to be the waters need to be constantly monitored for things like red tides and all of that stuff. So all of the oysters that you see in the market come from farm-raised sources. And the other concern, long-term concern, but it's part of the global warming thing, is something, and I'm sure people have heard a bit about it, ocean acidification. And so what's happening is our oceans are getting more and more acidified, which works against things that have shells and carapaces on them, like lobsters and things like that. It weakens them. So it could be that, you know, maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe our kids' lifetime, you know, things like oysters and lobsters and clams and all of that may be luxury food.
Well, we're grateful for every time we can slurp an oyster. Are you anticipating changing the name, or are they going to keep it as Tony Seafood?
I think it is going to be Hog Island at Tony's. You know, so it's to keep the Tony's involved. And the two brothers, they live on the property. Oh. So they're going to continue to live there and go fishing and do all that kind of stuff and supply the restaurant with other fishes besides oysters.
That is a great story, and a local story too. And the Finger family, still, they're the ones that founded this, along with John Sawyer.
Terry Sawyer. Yeah.
So those are the folks that are still involved. It's still family owned.
It is. It's a corporation now. It's an S corporation.
But John Finger's still involved in it.
Oh yeah, he's the CEO. He's the brainchild behind it. He's the most brilliant guy in the world. And we were supposed to have him on this morning. He was supposed to call us, but God knows where he's at. Out on the ocean someplace.
Well, I believe that folks will have a chance to taste some of those Great Hog Island oysters next Saturday, is my understanding.
Absolutely.
We'll learn more about that, and besides that, drink some world class wine as we move through.
And eat pizza.
And eat famous John Ash pizza. Yeah. I can't forget, too. Right. We'll learn more about that. And if you would like a chance to win a pair of tickets to this superb event, keep listening.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock, because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase, or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants, and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday, he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
It's become a rallying cry for supporters of Donald Trump. That was the title of a demonstration today near the White House, participants telling Mr. Trump they are behind his decision to exit the Paris Climate Accord, saying he was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. A march about to step off in Portland, Oregon. It's one of many marches for truth being held today across the country.
I want you to keep your voices loud and your feet on these streets.
Linda Sarsour, one of the organizers of the Women's March in January, at today's event in Washington, D.C. Among the things they're calling for, a congressional investigation into any ties that President Trump may have to foreign entities. 6 people were shot last night in 2 incidents that occurred just moments apart in Los Angeles. Police say the area is commonly known for gang activity. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies today with warm temps for the next few days. Today, high 76, 60 on the coast. Mainly clear skies tonight, low 49, 52 on the shores. Sunday is blue skies at 77, 61 in Bodega Bay. Monday, sunny and a bit warmer at 82, 65 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is the KS Arnold Good Food Hour with Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash celebrating 30 years on the air. And better late than never, John Finger from Hog Island Oyster Cover. Good morning, John Finger.
Morning. Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. So I've told them everything, so thanks for coming on. And no, it's so exciting what's happening, because it all just culminated this last week, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It did. We've been talking for, gosh, just about this entire year about this. They approached us in January, so, and it finally all came together. So we're really, really excited.
So would you mention the other location? There's a second Oyster Bar going to happen.
Yeah. Back in it's going to be in late 2018 down at the Marin Country Mart, which was Larkspur Landing down by the ferry.
Wow.
So we've signed a lease down there as well. So.
And then what about 2019? Were you opening?
Yeah. 2019, I think I'm going to be laying in a hammock somewhere. So.
That's right.
So is it going to be called Tony Hog Island at Tony's? What's the name of the restaurant going to be?
Right now we're going to say Tony Seafood by Hog Island, or a Hog Island place. But you know, we'll make sure that name Hog Island is there. But we just felt like it was Tony Seafood is such an iconic place, and also gives us an opportunity to do something a little different as well, to try to, you know, pay homage to what that place has been. That, you know, we really want to keep that name and that feel.
How long was Tony's there?
Tony's, this is their 69th year.
Wow.
So it was started by, I don't know if many people know the story, the Tony's was started by Sir John and Anton, who we're buying the place from. Their grandfather started it. It was Croatian fishing families that were in Tomales Bay who decided they could start selling fish at the side of the road, and then decided to do a restaurant. And then So it was the grandfather who started it, then their parents ran it for many, many years. And the funny thing is, in 1983, which is the year I started Hog Island, is the year that John and Anton took over operations of the restaurant.
Interesting.
So this same exact year. Yeah. So they've been running it for, you know, 34 years. And before we started doing our retail and our own restaurants, they were one of our biggest accounts. We sold them a lot of oysters back in the day. So.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful marriage. And it's going to be open, do you think, by Christmas time or by summertime, the end of summer?
What we're trying
to do right now is just do a little deep cleaning and replacing a few pieces of equipment that needed some replacing and open mid to late July is the goal.
Okay.
And then we will, and the county, we're working with the county on this, and then we'll re-shut down in January and do a bigger remodel. Okay. You know, the kitchen needs to some updating, and, you know, we need to have a raw bar in there. It currently doesn't have a place where there's raw oysters, but that's such a big part of who we are, so we need to do that. But we really wanted to be able to capture some part of the summer anyhow before we did that. So that's the idea.
So when the date gets set, you have to let us know and we'll have you back on to get everybody out there.
Yeah, we'll do. And we'll talk about, you know, menu. I think we're going to, you know, like I said, it gives us a chance to do some different things. We'll have a burger on the menu like they have now and fish and chips and, of course, oysters and that kind of thing. And we'll have a lot of fun with it.
So I just want to say we have a good friend of yours here in the studio with us who's going to talk a bit about a special event she's doing. Ginger Hopkins is here.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, John. How are you?
And Hog Island Oysters is going to be part of next Saturday's big Press Democrat wine event. Is that true, John?
Yes.
Hop servant. Yes. Well, you're not going to be there personally, but Hog Island will be there.
Good. No. Yeah, I know. It's.
Thank you for saying yes to that. I think I twisted your arm.
Yeah, that's okay. We've had such a long relationship, so it's great. It's really, really fun to be doing this. So.
Thanks for taking time out to chat with us, John. And when the opening gets near, get back in touch with us, and we'll have you back on the show.
All right.
Okay,
all right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, John Finger from Hog Island Oysters. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk Press Democrat Wine Challenge.
Warriors Cavs NBA Finals action on KSRO is sponsored by Hansel BMW.
Overlooking the water with amazing views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn of the Tides serves fresh local seafood, California and Italian cuisine year-round. All ingredients sourced locally and organic when available.
For 30 years, the Inn at the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series with the finest local wineries and winemakers. Friday, June 16th, join Monse Reese, winemaker for Pedroncelli Winery. Savor a four-course meal paired perfectly with four Pedroncelli wines. Start with coconut and prawn ceviche and mango chips with a 2015 Estate Sauvignon Blanc. Then pappardelle with Merlot braised short ribs and a bench vineyard Merlot, followed by roasted rack of lamb paired with three vineyards cab, topped off with a flourless chocolate cake, poached pear, and a vintage port. Book a room for special rates for winemaker dinner guests.
The Inn at the Tides, less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to InnAtTheTides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series for more info.
The best. Each year, Sonoma County searches for the best. You voted Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens, he cares, and he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures, including Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us the 2016 Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible because patient happiness and self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. That's drwaltertom.com. They look forward to hearing from you.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. Right now, it's time for garden starts and microgreens. They're available along with fresh veggies, healthy mixed salad greens, and hothouse tomatoes. All stone fruit is in. Peaches, cherries, and plums, and all the berries. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. When choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and freshly made sausages. Min-hee Korean Cuisine is serving up her popular Korean egg rolls. Enjoy Tao's delicious falafels, and Anello Crab and Seafood offers the best clam chowder. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
The Good Food Hour would like you to attend the North Coast Wine and Food Festival. It's happening next Saturday, June 10th, from 1 to 4 at Somo Village, which is in Rohnert Park. This is sponsored and put on by the Press Democrat. It has become a real force of nature as far as recognizing excellence in wines, and there are some tickets still available. It will probably sell out this year. And Ginger, who kind of you helped put this whole thing together, is with us in the studio this morning.
Yes, I'm new to the Press Democrat, so this is just my second year with the event, but it's been going on for 5 years. But we really kind of blew it up this year to make the the food be as important it always has been as the wine. And these are the top wines that are from the North Coast Wine Challenge competition.
How many golds? You know offhand?
Yes, we had over 1,100 entries. There were 225 golds that were issued.
Wow.
And we've got 90 wineries coming to the event.
That are pouring.
Yeah. So not all the wineries will be there, but probably the majority of them.
And where exactly is the Somo Village?
So it's on the backside of Rohnert Park off of Petaluma Hill Road. It's between Cotati and Sonoma State.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Just
easy
go down Petaluma Hill Road.
It was Ginger took me out there, and it's one of the most beautiful places. It was the old Agilent.
It was actually, yeah, HP first, HP, and then it was Agilent.
Facility. So it beautiful.
It's a surprise, and, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a beautiful little labyrinth on the ground in a redwood grove.
There's a lot of food being offered in there. We're going to tackle that the next part of the show. Lots of chefs. And there's luckily a guy who was born with his last name is A. And so he's at the top of the list, John Ash. It was very fortuitous that your last name is Ash, because you're always listed first.
Yeah, that's right. I changed my name, to A-A-S-H, and that way I'm sure to get the...
Which wine won best of best out of all these 1,000 wines, Ginger?
Well, it would be Taft Street Winery. It was a rosé, which is just amazing for rosés.
Mm-hmm. General Manager Mike Martini from Taft Street is on the KSR line this morning. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's Steve and John Ash here.
How are you?
I am doing just fine. Wonderful day here in Sonoma County.
Well, congratulations. You won Best of Best, which is unprecedented. What wine won the big award?
So this is the 2016 Rosé of Pinot Noir, Russian River Valley. It's actually 100% grown from Artobledo's, the Pasta King's
Pinot Noir vineyard. That's great.
Down off of Llano Road. We're real excited about it.
Is that his Bella vineyard?
Bella Sonoma is what he calls the vineyard. That's correct.
So how much of this did you make of the wine?
So therein lies the problem. We made about 250 cases, and this is something we've done now. This is our eighth vintage that we have made this rosé of Pinot Noir from his grapes. And we do it specifically for the tasting room. The grapes are wonderful grapes. They're not inexpensive. So it's very difficult to put this into broad distribution just because of the price point. So it's solely made for the tasting room and for our wine club. We made 268 cases when we and we always release our rosé on Valentine's Day. I don't know if there's any significance to that, but it sounds romantic. Mm-hmm. And it's there for the wine club. By the time we entered it into the North Coast Wine Competition, we had about 170 cases left of it, and once the news got out, we now have zero cases of it. The bottle before you is from a very private stash I have, as well as some wines that we will have available for next week's tasting. I will be there and looking forward to having people get the opportunity to taste the wine.
And will you be pouring a bit of this rosé or not?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I have squirreled away enough for the tasting on the 10th. So I will be there, and we will be providing tastes of the 2016 rosé.
And Evelyn White, your winemaker, is actually on one of our talks that Clark Wolf will be hosting.
Oh. She is on a panel, and Evelyn is an incredible winemaker, and I can't say enough about what she has done for the Taft Street brand, both in winemaking but being part of our family. She's a significant piece of that, and, you know, fortunately she's not here right now, so I can say that the majority of what you will taste in the glass comes from the vineyard. But it's only because of the guidance of Evelyn that it truly shines.
So this was the best rosé, it was the best Sonoma County, and then it was the best of the best. And John, some descriptors to describe the wine. I think a lot of people still think rosé is a sweet wine, but this doesn't really come
out. Well, if not sweet, sometimes not so, kind of gentle in its flavors. And this is one that certainly has all kinds of amazing perfume, not sweet, obviously, at all, but with all kinds of, you know, floral and fruit flavors. Kind of it's the word I'm searching for is concentrated in its flavors, which sometimes you don't get in rosés.
And let me just tell you what the judges said about it. They said really pretty, ripe strawberry like a spring day.
Oh, and would this pair with aperitifs? Or would just food wise would this go well?
Barbecue.
Yeah,
Asian food, Mexican things with spice in it, and all this—it would be fantastic.
This rosé category, Ginger, has exploded, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, a lot of entries in the rosé category this year, I believe.
Yeah, no, and then there's actually a rosé tasting a week after our event too, up in Hopland. So I know that they were also celebrated there. But Taft is the winner of our competition.
Wow. So yeah. So you're going to put more efforts toward rosé next year, Mike?
Well, you know, we will continue to do it. And I think what's really key to this is that these are rosés, and we're not alone in doing it. For a lot of people, rosés in the Americas were afterthoughts. They were produced by what they refer to as assagné to bleed off juice. But in this particular case, and what you're beginning to see throughout not only Sonoma County but in other areas, that we're making rosés as rosés are supposed to be made. The fruit is picked a little bit earlier. It is brought in. You allow it to have a certain amount of skin contact to pull out some of the color, but it's pressed early, and then it is fermented cool in stainless steel tanks. And John, I don't know that it's really true, but you've often been attributed with the line that Provence is the Sonoma County mm-hmm. of France. And mm-hmm. I really think that, you know, having rosés, and certainly our rosé, but, you know, get this kind of acknowledgement is a further acknowledgement of the kinds of wines that are being produced in mm-hmm. the area. And that whole, you know, a broad food, wine, the lifestyle, everything about what makes Sonoma County so cool.
The Taft Street, you do have a tasting room, don't you, Mark?
Tasting room is right off of Barlow Lane, Cross Street Occidental, just north of Sebastopol. Unfortunately, there is no more rosé, but there's other wonderful wines to taste.
I would refer people, recommend that next week they head out to Taft Street. For many years, I have enjoyed one of my favorite bands in the entire world, and that's Tom Rigney and Flambeau. And I believe you've invited Tom Rigney and Flambeau back to the winery?
They are our band next Sunday for what we call a little street music. The music is free. Bring a lawn chair. Bring a lunch. We don't provide food. We ask you do not bring outside alcoholic beverages. But the music is free, and it's a way that Taft Street, we love to give back to the community and that singer-songwriter bands. It's a great way. We have a nice little space out here. Sit, relax, listen to good music, and sip a nice glass of wine.
Thanks so much for joining us, Mike. We know you're busy. We'll look forward to seeing you next week at the Press Democrat North Coast Wine and Food Festival.
I'm looking forward to it as well, and thank you guys for doing this. Without you doing this, I don't get to do what I get to do.
Thanks for making a great wine, and our best to Evelyn, too.
I will do that. You guys have a good day.
Thanks so much. So the food aspect, you've got a lot of chefs appearing at this event, don't you?
I know. We have 20, including our famous John Ash. So thank you for being there.
But I'm not cooking anything. No, I'm teasing.
You are too.
Well, famous John Ash, what are you featuring for the attendees?
Well, actually, this was Ginger's idea, which I think was a really good one. You know, so often wine and food gatherings, you know, the chef is there with a little table and they're struggling to get tastes out to people and all that stuff. And I think it was you who said that you wanted a kind of educational.
Right. And Clover Sonoma is one of our sponsors, and we kind of came up with this idea together and didn't want it to just be a talk, a demonstration. We really wanted it to be more interactive. So with the support of Worth Our Weight, who we love, we're supporting this year at the event, they're going to support John, and he's going to be in the Clover area making and showing people how to grill pizza in under 5 minutes.
Oh, I know, straight on the grill. You know, just, we're going to make pizza, do it there. And the kids from Worth Our Weight. And who else will be there? I think the famous Steve Garner will be there acting as cop.
Well, I will be strong-arming those young kids, corralling them into focus. Because this is going to be wild, because it's never really been attempted. Of course, it takes you, the madman of Sonoma County, to undertake such an incredibly, I think, innovative idea to bring in the public. So your idea is for people to come up and be able to make their own pizzas.
Yes.
I get this right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And is this?
We'll see how it works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll all just go drink wine.
We won't be invited back. So is this going to be basically a pizza margarite?
Very simple. The pizza margarita was named after the queen, and all it is cheese and red sauce.
Mozzarella?
We're using, actually, Clover is supplying us with mozzarella. And
like five kinds of
cheeses. Five different cheeses that we'll throw on there and whatever else we can find. And Evelyn Cheatham from Worth Our Weight is going to help us, you know, find some other little things, some fresh basil and all of that stuff. But the whole idea is that it should be very simple, and that in the making of these kinds of pizzas, the dough is every bit as important as what you put on it. So the idea is back off of the toppings and really focus on doing it. And so we're going to do it straight on barbecues, you know, just throw it on there.
These will be a little small, maybe like 4 or 5 inch little 6 inch pizzas?
Not too big, because we're not trying to feed the whole crowd. How many people are you expecting?
We're hoping to get 1,400.
So do you have enough pizzas to feed 1,400 people?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. They can't have a whole pizza. So they should share those pizzas.
Yeah. Share the pizzas. Yeah. So do you want to point out, maybe highlight a few other chefs? There's so many.
John introduced us to Jorge Alvarez from Frozen Art, which I'm so excited about. He's going to actually be using Clover's products as well to make 4 different types of ice cream. So that's pretty exciting.
Cool. And if people haven't ever tried his, it's the best.
Great ice cream.
It's the best.
Over on Sebastopol Road in Roseland. Yeah. Who else, Ginger?
Oh, Krista from Boone Eat and Drink. She's going to be doing some braised pork shoulder sliders. And then, of course, Daniel Keaton from Backyard. He's doing some candy cap mushrooms with kettle corn.
And these are all walk-around tasting stations?
They
are. Is that what it is?
And, you know, the way that we laid it out last year, it was really wonderful that it's just, we want people to engage with the chefs and not just stand in long lines to get food.
So the chefs will all be there?
Yeah, the chefs are all there in different areas. And, you know, we have some chefs that aren't even doing these events anymore. And they liked that the event wasn't so big. And then it felt very special. And, you know, the gold medal wines, we need to have the best chefs. I actually have my old chef from the Monterey Bay Aquarium coming. He's going to actually host a booth because they're in wine country as well.
Who's that?
So Matthew Bowden, he's an extremely creative chef, and that's kind of a fun thing. And then again, Hog Island was amazing, and Glen Ellen Star is going to be there. They're doing abalone tostadas.
Wow!
Working with the Cayucas guys, Abalone Farm. Okay. So our friend Brad's going to be
a farmed abalone project.
And expensive, you know. Kind of.
Yeah.
It is.
Who else?
I know. Let's see. Who else do we have? Perry Hoffman's going to be here from Shed. Mm-hmm. He's doing little apricots with burrata. Oh, Jeff Jake, another old friend of ours, John and I, from Silverado Resort and Spa. He's coming over from Napa. He's going to do some smoked beef with pickled beets and pea shoots. We got Ben Davies is coming, the county bench. The girl in the fig. We're so excited. excited to have them. Pullman Kitchen's going to be there, and then Spinster Sisters, Liza, is going to be there making spiced watermelon soup with crab. Mm. Yeah.
Well, what a great dining
experience.
Oh,
Dustin Vallette, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, we got Dustin out of the restaurant.
From up in Healdsburg.
Yeah,
from
Vallette. He's going to be there.
So it would have been easier for me to say who's not going to be there, because it's all like everybody is going to be there.
We have to talk about Dusky, too.
Yeah,
Dusky
yeah.
Estes is going to be our VIP chef. So if you bought the VIP ticket, you're going to get access to bacon and more bacon.
Mm-hmm. More bacon. So talk about the ticket structure.
There's three tiers, and you can come in as a designated driver. So if you are not into drinking alcohol, but you want to experience this great food, you can come in at a $50 ticket. And then the tasting ticket is $95, but we still have a $10 off offer, good for today in the radio show if someone is interested. And then we have the elevated VIP ticket, where it's a special lounge that's actually curated by Cocos Deco, the wonderful furniture guys. They're going to be decking that place out like crazy. And then Dusky's doing the food, and our friends at Wilson Winery, they're going to be doing all the updated wines or upgraded wines, premium wines for that tent. So there's three tiers.
That third tier, a little ultra premium wines plus Dusky.
Right.
And is it early entry if you
have
the
VIP?
Yeah,
early entry. Yeah, and special parking, which is always big. So you get in 30 minutes before everybody else, and you get VIP parking. And the great thing about this event venue is it's easy to get to, and there's lots of parking. Yeah,
and I, having been the first time, I haven't been except for one time, which was last year, and I loved it. I was really impressed with how spacious it was. So many events you would go to, it's shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. You can't move around. We know that, and it drives people from staying away. Not at this event. You've really structured it well, laid it out for real human beings.
So you don't get that feeding frenzy that too often goes on.
If I didn't do it that way, John wouldn't be at the event. He would yell at me. He's really tough. He's tough on me.
What's the best way to get ticket information?
Go to our website. We have a great website. It's northcoastwineandfood.com, and it lists all of the wineries that are participating. It lists all the dishes. The talks that are going to be happening, there's two talks. Our own Heather Irwin is going to be on one of the panels. So that's the best way, and I will tell you, if you buy tickets today, you can put in NCWFF as the code and get $10 off both the VIP and the main ticket. So
NCWFF.
Yep.
If you buy tickets, you can get $10 off.
Which
tickets.
Stands for what?
North Coast Wine and Food Festival.
So you mentioned Clark Wolf is putting together a couple panel discussions, which are included in the ticket price.
Right.
Heather's, a lot of other well-known chef authors. We'll be on these panels.
Yeah, Diane Wilson's going to be there, the owner, winemaker from Wilson Artisan Wines, and then Heather's on a panel. And Matthew Williams from Ramen Ganjan in Sebastopol. We're so excited to have them, by the way. And then Matt Bowden is going to be talking about sustainability from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And then Dusky's on a panel, as well as Peg Melnick, who's our well-known wine writer, and then Evelyn White. And we will be doing a little splash of Taft at that.
A splash.
I had to buy those bottles early. I had to get special permission to get those bottles because they were already running out right after the event. The event just caused this huge frenzy. And
of course.
We're happy about that.
So should we be tasting some rosé with your pizzas next Saturday? Would that be recommended?
If you can get your hands on it.
Well, I'll just save this bottle.
Yeah, you can.
Smuggle it into the event.
You can sell it for a whole lot of money.
Well, this is great. Thank you for coming in, Ginger. It's going to be a great event.
It is. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So would you do us the honor of choosing your favorite number between 1 and 10, and would the Press Democrat donate a couple tickets for the event?
Of course. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Think hard now. What's your favorite number between 1 and 10?
7.
Caller number 7 at 636-1350 will win a pair of tickets to the, it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
To the North Coast Wine and Food Festival next Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Somo Village in Rohnert Park. Caller number 7, 636-1350. So do we need to get together? Do I need to do like a tutorial with you about how to get, these people?
Absolutely. It's all in your hands. So
if they don't like the pizza, it's Steve Garner's.
Yeah, go talk to Steve. He'll take care of you.
Good boy.
No, I won't put you in that spot.
Are you going to make him say yes, Chef?
Yes.
Oh, I could. Yeah, yeah. I could say yes, Chef.
Yes, yeah.
That'll be fun. It will be wonderful working with you at this event.
Well, it'll be fun to see how this works. So, you know, obviously not everybody's going to make one. We couldn't do it. We'd be there until midnight, yeah. You know, trying to do it. But for those people who want to try it, and it's just to learn this technique, which I have taught in a lot of different classes. It's so simple. And once you see it done, it's like, I can do that.
Beautiful last words. I can do that.
Yeah.
Chef John Ash. I'm Steve Garner. Thank you, Ginger, again for coming in. We'll talk with you next Saturday. Coming up next, following the news, Clark Wolf at the table. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.